Listener discretion is advised, because we're going to make it easy on iTunes content filter, and our apologies to George Carlin. Right now.
Coming to you from America's Wing, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Friday, August 3rd, 2018.
Each week, we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
stand up and face the organ grinder music.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
The lady at the glory hole had a 5 o'clock shadow.
Hey, that guy ain't never happened to you. And if I can't masturbate in front of the window, nobody can.
Plus, Florida Man versus Tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. Okay, like we mentioned last week, we have a live show coming up in a few weeks on Sunday, August 19th. We decided on 5 p.m. as a starting time. This is at Caloosahatchee Jack's in Fort Myers, Florida. There are details on the address and everything on our website. And because Phil busts my balls every week about not having anything for our Patreon donors, our Patreon donors actually will get VIP seating. So if you are a Patreon donor and you want to come to this show, just shoot us an email and we will hold a seat for you.
How many Patreon subscribers do we have?
Well, by the time this drops, we should have some.
So right now the number is zero.
Well, okay. I mean, besides you and me.
What about, I want to throw this out there. So how long we got to this thing till to that date?
Well, we got about 10 days.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, not from there, from this.
From this.
So add seven. No, actually, it'd be 10, 20. Yeah, so we got
16 days. 16 days from the time this episode airs.
All right. What if we actually got some product, you know, some actual, like, bumper stickers? Or
I'm working on that for the live show.
Oh, we are? So we may have some goodies and some things to throw out to the crowd. Hey, please let me do the t-shirt cannon. Are we going to have a t-shirt cannon?
If you can come up with a cannon.
Oh, I can come up with a cannon.
You can shoot some t-shirts out of it.
Oh, I get Kai.
Even if we don't have Florida Men t-shirts, I'll bring some t-shirts you can shoot out of the cannon.
All right. Oh, I just got to make two phone calls. We can make that happen.
All right. So, yeah, that once again, that's August 19th at 5 p.m. in Fort Myers, Florida. Another event, if you can't wait that long, I do host trivia nights twice a week in the Fort Myers area. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., I host trivia at Tony Sacco's Pizza in Estero, Florida. And on Thursdays at 7 p.m., I host it at Fancy's Southern Cafe in Fort Myers. And you can Google those establishments to find out how to get there. Phil, do you have any anything you want to plug?
No, I just one thing.
Yeah,
this will be over, but actually it's airing this week. This is Shark Week, biatch.
Oh yeah, it is Shark Week.
This is the 30th anniversary of Shark Week, and I think I remember the very first one.
I think I do too. We my brother and I tuned into
this. Is how much I'm into this. I cut the cord, so I don't have Discovery Live anymore. So I even got it off iTunes, and I got two new episodes in the hopper right now.
Did you pay for it?
Oh yeah,
you know there's places I can show you places to get that for free.
I know, but see, I wish to support the shows and the content that I enjoy.
That's mighty benevolent of you.
Now I'll steal the hell out of some music, but now I will pay. You know, I'll pay for some good content. No, Shark Week is this week, folks. It's been exciting so far. Well, a little bit. We had Shaq Week. Shaq was on there last night.
Shaq Week on Shark Week.
It was Shaq. Yeah,
Shaq Night.
Shaq on Shark Week. Shaq. Yeah, something like that. He looked. Yeah, they made him a wetsuit. It took three.
I was gonna say they had to custom make that, didn't
they? Yeah, they took three wetsuits, and he couldn't fit in the flippers, so they cut the top of the flippers out and taped his shoes to the top of the flippers so he could get in the pool. Get to put the flippers on.
Something tells me Shaq's feet are big enough to be used as flippers themselves.
They were. They put them next to him. It's half the size of a full-size flipper.
Jesus. Have you seen him next to his girlfriend?
No.
She, like, barely comes up to his belt buckle.
Oh, there's so many comebacks for that. But, no, it was this
fronts.
One. Yeah. This one, no, Shark Week's awesome, man. Except for the one time where they played it up where they had the Mega Shark thing.
That was 2 or 3 years ago.
That was 3 years ago, and they terrible. Got a ton of backlash for that.
Yeah, because Discovery Channel is like science-based. That's like the Mythbusters channel.
Yeah.
They,
I saw Mythbusters live here. They were here not long ago, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
In Fort Myers. We took, my son and I went.
I love Adam Savage. I follow him on Twitter. You know what his Twitter handle is?
I do know.
Don't try this.
Yeah, don't try
this. That's like perfect.
I knew it. I couldn't pull it. So I am plugging nothing except for Shark Week.
All right, cool.
And Tito's.
And you got your Tito's this week.
I got my Tito's this week. And well, actually, you're drinking some
I'm drinking
of it too.
Some of it too, yeah. Well,
I've already gone through half the bottle. But it is, yes. I'm a little off tonight, man. You have to cut me some slack.
Right, well, man, you're just off. Getting your.
I did. Got back
again.
From the. Got we were in the Bahamas this past weekend, so I'm a little. I got to come up to my A game here, or maybe at least a solid B.
All right.
Maybe even a C+. I'm gonna start at C+ and use that as aspiration and work myself up from there.
Stand for 911. Where's your emergency?
Oh, this is Sandy. 241 Rock Crimson Road.
What's the problem?
Send the police.
What's the problem there?
The chip killed my friend.
What's the problem with your friend?
Oh, please.
What's the problem with your friend? I need to know.
Send the police up with a gun. Hurry
up. Who has a gun?
All right. Well, while you're recovering, I'm going to read the first story. How's that sound?
All right, so I'm going through detox right now.
All right. Well, our first story is actually a follow-up story on a previous.
Oh, this ain't about that damn spider monkey thing, is it?
It is. Our follow-up, Florida woman whose monkey bit Home Depot worker in custody after fleeing state. So after failing to appear in court, the woman whose pet spider monkey bit an employee at a Home Depot store in Okeechobee was taken into custody by deputies early Friday. The woman, not the monkey. As reported in episode 7.
Can you arrest a monkey?
I believe the animal control takes him into custody, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think
but
that's,
you can't actually charge a monkey, right? I mean, for
no, they just there's no due process with the monkeys. They just go straight to monkey jail. So yeah, as reported in episode 7 of Florida Men, Tina Ballard, age 56 of Palatka, left her pet spider monkey in her car while she went into the store in early June. The monkey escaped, made its way through the parking lot, and bit an employee twice on her back after she tried to grab its leash. The Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office issued a warrant for Ballard's arrest in late June for charges of failing to immunize her animal and culpable negligence. She now faces additional charges of tampering with physical evidence. Officers arrested Ballard in North Carolina, where an assistant state attorney said she fled to avoid a hearing. Okeechobee County deputies are extraditing her back to Florida. Yeah, until the case is resolved, Ballard cannot get her monkey back. She has a court hearing on August 20th, according to court records.
Sweet.
So she's got another month without that poor damn monkey.
Sweet.
You can't run.
What'd she get busted for? Failure to immunize her animal.
Yep.
And negligence.
Yeah, so the monkey bit the Home Depot employee, and I'm assuming that because it didn't have vaccines... She probably had to go through that horrible rabies treatment, which I guess, I mean, when I was a kid.
That would be a civil suit.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, you heard, you know, you had like 7 shots with a needle that's like a foot
in the
long
stomach.
That goes right in your stomach. Yeah, but I think that.
Now it just goes in between your eyeball and your skull. Is that the one that you do now?
No, that was just Novocaine that I got. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. That was a great comedy story, Joel. That was great.
Sherry Ballard, or Tina Ballard, excuse me, is cooling her heels in Okeechobee County.
Fucking spider monkeys are trouble, man.
Yep.
All righty.
That was kind of cool. That was our first update. I feel like a real news organization now.
Oh, we're good. We're doing follow-ups now.
Would sir care for a starter, some garlic bread, perhaps?
No, thank you. I'll proceed directly to the intravenous injection of hard drugs, please.
As you wish, sir. As you wish.
You're going to make me read this one, aren't you? The Florida man caught huffing at Walmart. This is why you don't go to Walmart.
Yeah, I know how much you love Walmart, so I figured.
Florida man caught... This is story number two, by the way, for those keeping score. Florida man caught huffing at Walmart had seven cans around him.
He was partying it up.
This... God, I can't believe you made me do this. A Florida man was seen lying on the ground, shaking and inhaling from a can of compressed air outside a Nassau County Walmart. Where's Nassau County?
That's the Jacksonville area.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Sean Humberson, 31, was found next to a dumpster. Clue number one.
Can you just imagine this guy just laying on the ground next to the dumpster, just...
Stoned out of his mind.
Stoned out of his mind. Just empty cans of dust off, just strewn about him, and he's just, like, shaking there.
How does... The report said he was taken to Baptist Medical Center in Nassau for evaluation and was later arrested and charged with inhaling dangerous chemicals and for trespassing after an earlier warning. So this ain't the first time he's been busted.
No, he's done this before. And not even paint. He's just
Of course you didn't do it. Well, the paint's going to leave a thing around your mouth. If you do, because I don't know how to do this, but don't you shoot it in a bag or something and you huff the bag?
That's what I've seen on cops.
You don't
cops.
Just take a pan of spray paint and spray it in your face. I mean, that's...
Right.
I mean, be all
is it the same propellant
paint?
In like the canned air that you spray to clean out your
I
computer
no
dust?
Idea.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't think I huff or farts, so I don't know. Now, they somewhat have the same effect, I'm thinking, but...
I don't know. I've never gotten high off of fart.
Because I am a connoisseur.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I posted it up on our Instagram.
What?
Your quote about being a connoisseur.
Why'd you
of
do
farts?
That?
Do you not pay attention to our social media?
I don't even know where... I don't have an Instagram account. Actually, I do have Instagram. Yes, I do. I just don't ever look at it. That's why you're in charge of all that.
Yep.
I just show up and look pretty. Humberson was charged with trespassing after a warning because he had been observed huffing air cans in the parking lot before, deputy said. On March the 12th, 2018, Humberson had... How many? Is this a typo?
This is not a typo.
Humberson had 50 cans of dust off around him, but was not actively inhaling them.
So he's cut back.
Of course, yeah, he's only,
He recognized he had a problem, and he really cut back. He only had seven this time.
Walmart staff had requested that Humberson not be allowed on the property for 1 year. I've done a lot of stupid shit, but what does that do? Just give you a...
I don't either.
So I don't know what the side effect is, but is it just... Like a lightheadedness or something?
I really don't know. I know when I was in high school, there was a couple of kids that got busted. One of them had a Freon container that he broke out of refrigerator at his dad's house. And yeah, I don't know if they were just dumb because of inhaling the Freon, or they inhaled the Freon because they're just dumb. But these two kids were...
Dumb.
Just
another reason here not to go to Walmart.
Walmart is like a magnet for these people.
It is. I mean, do they still have the website up, the people of Walmart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's still going.
How many of those photos are from Florida?
I would say more than less? More than would be average.
I don't know anybody. I do know somebody who ever did that once before. It was a friend of not a personal friend, but it was their son had issues with it. I don't see anybody would sit there and inhale that shit, but.
We really have to default. We need to get Bad Phil on the line for.
He is our resident drug expert.
That is
correct.
Yep.
And if you're a huffer and listen to the episode, maybe you should send an email. Tell us what the hell's going. This thing's about.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding on that one, by the way. No, this is another reason not to go to Walmart, especially in Florida.
Story number three: Florida man posed as housewife and filmed himself having sex with men.
Now this has to be. Did you paste the? What did you do to this one? This is not right.
This is.
He posed as a housewife.
Yes. So a Florida man secretly filmed himself having sex with other men and then released the recordings to porn sites, the U.S. Department of Justice announced Thursday. Brian Denimostier.
No. Why? Y'all don't see this, but he makes me pronounce all this shit, and he doesn't give me, and he don't hear, he puts the syllables and stuff on it.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to be reading this one or if I was, so I put the pronunciation in the show notes for you.
That's messed up.
Anyway, so Brian Denimostier, age 32, of Homestead, was charged in a 5-count indictment in connection with the operation of Straight Boys, and that's boys with a Z, a website that showed videos of heterosexual men being blindfolded and being conned into sex acts from a cross-dressing Denimostier, the Miami Herald reported. According to the indictment, Brian, known as the screen name Susan Leon 33326, allegedly posed as a heterosexual female and posted ads on Craigslist asking for flings near the Homestead Reserve Air Base, the Herald reported. Now, Phil, have you been chatting online with Susan Leon 33326?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
There was this one time back at band camp, but I don't think this was the same one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when you were at band camp, the internet didn't exist yet.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Well, I mean, because you're older than me, and it didn't exist when I was in band camp, so.
Fair enough.
Anyway, he allegedly assured the men that there were no cameras, but he was recording them the entire time, and posted up to 600 videos on his website. 600 videos.
There is so much to the story that is left unsaid. I have so many questions.
No, it tells you everything you need to know. The website is called Straight Boys with a Z. You want to know more? Go watch the 600 videos on that site.
Last time I went and checked for Pornhub for the amputee section.
And now it's bookmarked.
No, it's not. You can't unsee that shit. It's not. No, I'm not going to look this up. But at what point do you go, and you're blindfolded and you're feeling around a little bit. At what point do you go, this ain't right? And then try to get away, but you go through. They went through with the act because he posted.
There are ways. I mean,
I don't want to know. What do you mean? There's ways.
I mean, there are.
Tuck and roll only goes so far.
If they got number one, if they got the blindfolds on,
yeah.
And number two, if they're not using their hands,
yeah.
And they're just laying back and letting things happen. I mean, a mouth's a mouth. When you're blindfolded, I'm assuming.
I'm going to pretend like you're not speaking to this story from a point of personal experience.
I'm definitely not. I have never been to the Homestead Reserve Air Base area. I have never been on straightboys.com or .net or
You didn't look
whatever.
At it at all before this.
Why would I?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no.
Under the pretense of research.
I don't need Craigslist.
I didn't even know they had that shit on Craigslist. They have personals. I guess they do have personals.
They used to have even like the prostitution. I was on the news.
Is that still
years
real?
Back.
I mean, they still do that?
I don't think so. I think they got busted for doing that, and they had to cut that out. I believe that's what the news said. Yeah, even
I look for lawnmowers and music equipment.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You and my father-in-law. Goddamn. Boat motors and lawnmowers.
Yeah. I look for music equipment.
I think there's like 7 boat motors that have just been passed around different Craigslist
kind of like, a, kind
people.
Like fruitcake?
And, yeah.
There's only one fruitcake in the world, and it just gets passed around for
Yeah, exactly, because nobody eats that shit. You just give it out as gifts. But yeah, I think there's only like 7 boat motors that are just being sold from one person to another on Craigslist over the years.
Our apologies to you if you're listening to the story and you were caught up in the...
Yeah, if you met Susan Leon 33326...
Don't email us.
Yeah. No. We definitely want to interview you because...
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah. We want... Seriously? If they didn't know up until this point, until they heard it on here first?
Do you really think those people are going to come forward and go, yeah, dude, that happened to me?
Oh, we'll anonymize them. We'll make their voice sound like, you know, a chipmunk or whatever, and we won't use their real name.
All right.
I mean,
you know they're not going. They're not going to call.
Oh hell no! Nobody's
going to call.
Nobody's going to admit to this.
We've only had 2 phone calls in this whole little venture,
and
one was from me.
Yep,
it was an accident. All right. Well, that's weird. So I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, I really just threw this in here just in case you had been trolling Craigslist?
No,
for...
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
All right.
Right? I haven't, right?
I don't know.
No. No, that's my story. Nope, I have not. No,
I haven't checked your browser history, nope. So.
Yeah, don't do that either.
Incognito mode.
I know. Safari has it too, but yeah. All right.
You know what the icon in Chrome is for incognito mode? It's the little guy in the hat and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's the guy that watches you jerk off.
Oh. You're sick fuck.
I'm a shark. I'm a shark. Suck my dick. I'm a shark.
Okay. Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man or Tourist.
Each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State, or lived here for a significant period of time, or a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. For the sake of this game, Florida man can be a man, woman, boy, or girl. If Phil guesses correctly on three or more people, he wins. And if he misses more than he hits, I win. And loser buys the beer for the next show.
We gave up on the beer, and now we should just change the. I know we copy and paste this every week, but we need to change this to vodka because
beverages for the next show.
We need to be specific because you're going to pull that shit when you lose. You're going to show up in here with some bottled water, and that's just not going to work. That's not going to work for me.
No, bottled water isn't going to work for me either. But yeah, I am liking this.
See.
Grape Crystal Light and Tito's. That's pretty good.
That's some good shit, isn't it? Well, yep. Except for the Crystal Light girly shit. But other than that, it's not bad.
It's got caffeine in it.
Yes. Crystal Light. Go to a bar.
Want to call it sugar-free Kool-Aid?
Dear God.
It's a grape drink.
Yeah. Manly man drink.
Yep.
Yeah, don't get an old-fashioned or nothing. Just go up there and get you up. Hey, can I have some Tito's and Crystal Light?
I'll just do Tito's and a glass of ice water.
And you can bring your own.
I'll bring my own.
That'll go over real well.
They're BOGO at Publix right now.
Of course they are. All right, what's the theme this week?
We're doing another headlines edition.
Oh, shit.
And because you seemed so proud of your knowledge of Florida animals... When you did a quiz for me, this is Florida Animal Headlines.
Florida Animal Headlines.
Yes. Yeah, so you're going to tell me if these headlines took place in Florida or somewhere else.
Got it.
So Florida man, if the story took place in Florida. Tourist, if it was anywhere but.
Got it.
All right.
I'm on it.
Okay. Our first story was titled, Margarita Loving Bear Lives Its Best Life by taking a dip in a hot tub.
And I got to say whether that happened in Florida or not.
Correct.
Margarita loving bear took a dip in a hot tub.
Yes.
I'm going tourist.
Okay. So I'm going to write these down this time.
Because we've established the fact that the Florida bear is rare to an extent.
I don't know. I had one in my front yard once.
All right. Well, not that rare. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going with tourist.
Okay. So number one, you said tourist.
You writing these down this time?
I am, yes.
Okay, good.
Number two, Harvard researchers use leaf blower to see how lizards endure hurricane force winds.
I'm going with Florida man on that one.
Florida man.
Because if you've ever been to the Keys and see those big ass nasty, what are those things? Those iguanas?
Iguanas, they're the big
whatever
ones.
They're called?
Yeah, there's iguanas and there's geckos and there's annoles.
Animals.
Annoles. A-N-O-L-E-S. Those are the little ones that are everywhere.
All right. Well, I think, though, this is whatever the big sumiches are.
Okay. Yeah, those are the iguanas.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah, they get pretty territorial.
Yeah, and they shit on you, which happened to me when I was camping down there. Well, then shit on me. They shit all over. He shit all over our fishing equipment that we had propped up by the tree.
Okay.
Shit all over my rod and reel, everything.
They're real nice little guys, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Number three. Bear caught in storm drain, freed when manhole cover lifted.
What?
Bear caught in storm drain, freed when manhole cover lifted. So basically, there was a bear that got caught in a storm drain, and he needed help getting out. So the officials in that area pulled the manhole cover off so the bear could escape from the storm drain.
I am going tourist on that one.
Tourist. Okay.
Yep. That's my decision.
All right. So you picked tourist for both of
the bear
stories.
You can stop right there if you want. Yeah. You can stop right there if you want. Because I did. I picked all three of tourists so far.
No. Just the bear stories you picked as tourists.
Yeah. 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 Okay. We can stop right there because I know I got it. We might as well just, we're just wasting time at this point.
We can go on. We've got time. So
whatever.
Number four was Python appears at front door of car dealership.
I'm going with Florida Man on that one.
Florida Man. Okay.
We've established our issues with Burmese pythons. I'm going to use the theory of relativity and go with that one.
The theory of relativity.
Yep. That, or maybe coincidences.
I think that's a better one, yeah.
How about coincidences?
Yeah, I don't think those pythons are traveling near the speed of light.
All
right. And finally, man and two accomplices steal shark from aquarium by disguising it as a baby.
I'm going tourist on that one.
Tourist.
Okay. Yep, I'm going tourist on that one.
All right.
Because most of the places here that have sharks in the aquarium, they're pretty big. So that'd be a big freaking baby. That's my theory on that one.
Okay. So going back to number one, you said this one was tourist. That was the margarita-loving bear lives its best life by taking a dip in a hot tub. So on Friday, Mark Hoff was fixing to beat the summer heat with a margarita when he heard a noise. At first, he dismissed it as likely his neighbor moving around next door. But when it intensified, he got up to investigate and saw a bear climbing over his fence. After the party animal took a dip in his jacuzzi, Huff said it knocked off the margarita he'd left behind when he scuttled indoors, and the bear lapped it all up. Later in the day, Huff was chatting with a neighbor when he spotted the bear taking a siesta in a nearby tree on his lush Altadena, California property. You said tourist, and that took place in California. So you got one right there.
Bam!
Number two, Harvard researchers use leaf blower to see how lizards endure hurricane force winds. So hurricanes Irma and Maria put a group of little tree-hugging lizards to the test, and scientists were perfectly positioned to see which reptiles survived and why. The study is the first to show natural selection due to hurricanes, Colin Donahue said. By coincidence, Donahue, a Harvard evolutionary biologist, and colleagues had been measuring and studying lizards just before the storms blew into the Turks and Caicos Islands last September.
Oh.
Yeah, you said Florida Man, and this took place in...
Caribbean.
But this is the best part, because they found that at 102 miles an hour, the lizards were still able to hang onto a pole with their front 2 feet, and it had to get up to 108 miles per hour before it was, quote, flying lizard time.
They had a leaf blower that went up to 108 miles an hour?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
They might have juiced that up. Okay, number three. Bear caught in storm drain freed when manhole cover lifted. Utility workers in Colorado found a bear stuck underground, and the escape was caught on camera. The bear poked its head up through a manhole, checking its surroundings before trying to make a run for it. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers removed the manhole's cover, hoping to motivate the 250-pound cub to climb out.
Colorado, huh?
Colorado.
All right, so that's, I'm 2-1.
Yes, you have...
One more correct, and Tito's again for me.
Yep, this next one you said was a Florida man. This was Python appears at front door of car dealership. Workers at a Michigan car dealership said they were shocked to discover a 5-foot python blocking the business's exit.
Oh, that's a... That's a baby.
Eric Hay, a sales manager at Ferndale Honda, said he was initially confused Wednesday when a customer started banging on the unlocked door. I'm relaxing and I heard banging on the door. Hay told WDIV-TV, I saw a customer standing out there and I'm wondering why he's banging on the door. Hay said he just followed the customer's hand gestures and spotted the five-foot python on the sidewalk just outside the glass door. You've never seen so many grown men jump in their shorts, office manager Bonnie Darga told the Detroit Free Press.
Why are they wearing shorts at a car dealership?
Because it's hot.
In Michigan?
In July, yeah.
Fine. So I'm 2-2.
You're 2-2. So
comes it all down to this one.
It all comes down to this one. You said tourist for this one. This headline was, man and two accomplices steal shark from aquarium by disguising it as a baby. So the shark was taken from the aquarium on Saturday when two men and a woman allegedly grabbed the shark with their own net, according to a statement shared on the aquarium's Facebook page. The 16-inch-long horn shark was stolen from our tide pool exhibit while the attendant was assisting other guests. The suspect staked out the pool for more than an hour to wait for this opportunity. And this took place at the San Antonio Aquarium in Texas.
Bam! Tito's again.
By the skin of your teeth.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, moving on.
Last story of the evening. This is a doozy. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen the headlines myself. Florida man sets apartment fire because manager told him to stop masturbating.
That's right.
And I'm reading that verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
I would like acknowledgement that I read that verbatim.
Yes. Now, they did leave something out of the headline. They didn't tell him that he had to stop masturbating entirely. So I'll let you finish the story okay. So you can give us the details.
This top first sentence should be in quotes.
Yes.
Okay, so they're not in quotes from the story. So I'm going to verbally say they are in quotes because I don't want people to think this is my words.
No, and this actually isn't a quote from the Florida man either. This is some editorializing by a journalist.
If I can't masturbate in front of the window, nobody can. That's the attitude Florida man Kenneth Haskins may have had when he allegedly set his apartment complex on fire Sunday night, leaving four people homeless. The 58-year-old Tampa resident reportedly used flammable liquids to start the blaze because he wanted to get back at the complex's management company, Marplaza, Tampa Bay Times reports.
I believe this is our first Tampa story.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we've done anything in Tampa proper. I mean, Tampa is one of the biggest cities in the state. It's like, what, number three or four outside of Miami? And
Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Well, it depends. As far as if you include the metropolis portion of it, Tampa would be second.
Okay.
Because I think it's Miami, then Tampa.
But we've said Jacksonville is the number one.
That's just because they annexed the whole county.
Yeah.
Recently, management told him he needed to stop masturbating in front of his windows and front door, police told the paper. Haskins reportedly admitted to starting the fire to exact his revenge. No injuries were reported after the fire, which started about 10 p.m. Bay News reports that firefighters had to evacuate more than 28 units, and four were damaged, including his own.
So evacuating 28 units, they're talking about getting people out of the apartments, right? That's not a euphemism for masturbating.
All right. Anyway, he burned his own fucking house down. Mm-hmm. Marplaza is a community of about 80 small apartments serving low-income and disabled residents, according to the International Business Times. Haskin has lived there for more than a decade. Previously, his face was disfigured when he shot himself with a shotgun, police said.
He shot himself in the face with a shotgun.
Maybe it was a small shotgun. He didn't previously have a criminal history in Florida. Is that the one you showed me the picture of?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, the guy's face looks like just a big
crater. It's off
crater.
On the side.
Yeah.
He has no nose.
No. Yeah, he blew it off with a shotgun, apparently.
Well, no wonder he has to masturbate. How do you... Good Lord.
His whole face looks like a butthole.
It does. He was charged with first-degree arson on Monday. He's being held at the Orient Road Jail without bail.
I mean, well, why would he bail out? I mean, he doesn't have a home to go to now.
No, he burned his own fucking house down.
Yeah.
I still want to know how he shot himself in the face with a shotgun. That's the better story.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what if he shot himself in the face while he was masturbating with a shotgun?
Maybe it wasn't a shotgun that he shot himself in the face with.
That was a big ass damn load. If he
took his nose off with it.
If he took his nose off with it. That's an ugly man.
Did you ever have it go up your nose? Oh my God. No. Okay.
Ha. And even if I did, I'm not going to announce that I'm here. This is coming from a man drinking out of a red sparkly cup, okay? I am not. No. Seriously? I don't want to know if you have. Don't, I don't want to know anything else about it, because your wife is going to be listening to this, and I'm going to catch hell. It's going to be my fault.
Yeah, probably.
She scares me.
You're telling me. I got to sleep next to her.
Oh, my God.
There's like 16 pillows.
Okay, okay, okay. I don't know about your personal life. I already got them scarred as it is.
I'm just saying I got to tread lightly, because one of those pillows could end up on my face at any time.
It's day to day for you, bro. And that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can also listen and find the show notes on our new website. Oh, we have a new website?
I sent you the link.
Oh, I didn't know that was a new one.
Yeah.
We have a new website, folks, floridamanpodcast.com. Please. We have a real website?
Yes, we do.
You like, we have a real domain and everything?
Yes. Yeah, floridamenpodcast.com that you just read.
Well, shit, that, so now I understand why you sent it to me. I thought that was I thought that was the other one we were doing.
The Libsyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have that one too, because that's where the RSS feed comes from for the podcast software. But yeah, we have a real website for people to
go on. We bought that?
Yeah.
Oh, with the domain?
Yep.
Well, damn. Sweet. Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Call and leave a message. Or don't. Don't do it for our sake. We don't need your pity messages. We want you to want to call us.
Okay. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Other cool stuff like VIP seating at our live show on August 19th.
That'll get him up off the couch.
Hell yeah. Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Do we have sponsors yet? But if we did, they would be exempt from.
Yes, they would be. So if you want to sponsor us, rewind about 45 seconds and see how you can get a hold of us.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is, as always, prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside, he's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
We're done now.
Thank God.
Yeah,
I stunk that one up.